So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss the great tzidkus of Rav Chanina ben Doisa. Every day, a heavenly voice proclaims, "Kol ha'olam kulei nizim b'shvil Chanina b'ni." The entire world is sustained in the merit of my son Chanina. Chanina b'ni daya b'kav cheruvim me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, and Chanina is satisfied with a kav's worth of carrot per week. The Gemara proceeds to describe his poverty. His wife would put aktarta, a smoke-causing substance, in the oven on Friday because she was embarrassed that she did not have what to bake. She had a shivavta bishta, a bad neighbor, who came over to investigate because she knew they had nothing. The wife was so embarrassed that she went into a different room. Isavad lanisa, miraculously the oven was filled with bread, and the bowl was filled with dough. The neighbor called out to her to bring a shovel to remove the bread that was burning, and the wife said that's what she was getting from the other room. Atana taught that she really did go to the other room to get a shovel for the bread, because she was accustomed to miracles. Once Rav Chanina ben Doisa's wife asked him for how long they will be so poor, and she told him to daven for something of value, which he did. Yatzitzah came in pisas yad, something resembling the palm of a hand, came down from heaven with one leg of a golden table. His wife then had a dream about the world to come, and old tzaddikim were sitting at tables of three legs, and his table had only two legs. She told him to daven that the leg should be taken back, and it was. Atana taught, Gadol ha'yenes achren, yesim in the rishon, the gemiri demehev yahavi mishkol l'shakli. The second miracle was greater than the first, because we have a tradition that heaven only gives and does not take away. One Friday night, Rav Chanina ben Doisa saw his daughter was sad, because she had used vinegar instead of oil in the Shabbos candles, and soon the light would just go out. He said to her, Misha amra l'shemen v'yadlik, the one who said the oil shall burn is the same one who can say that vinegar should burn. Atana taught that the candle burned all of Shabbos until they lit the Havdalah candle from it. Once people complained that the goats of Rav Chanina ben Doisa are damaging their fields. He said, if that is true, let them be eaten by bears. If it's not true, let each goat bring home a beer on its horns. That evening, every goat brought home a beer on its horns. The Gemara wonders where Rav Chanina got the goats mentioned earlier, since he was so poor. Plus, a megadlim behem adaka b'Eretz Yisrael. We may not raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara answers that once someone left some chickens at Rav Chanina's house, and when they multiplied and became a nuisance, he sold them and bought goats. The Gemara next discusses the poverty of the Amoyer Belozim and Pedos. Once, after bloodletting, he had nothing to eat except garlic. He fell asleep from weakness, and the Rabbanah saw that he was laughing and crying in his sleep, and a ray of light shined forth from his forehead. When he awoke, he told them that he asked Hashem how long he would suffer from poverty in this world, and Hashem offered to recreate the world. Efshir to misyaldis b'shai to demizani, maybe you'll be born during a time of plenty. I asked Hashem if I have already lived most of my life, or most of it is ahead of me, and Hashem answered that most of his life is behind him. I said, if so, I do not want to be recreated. Hashem said that for this he will be richly rewarded with a great portion in Olam Haba. I asked, is that all? Hashem said, Ulachavach Mayahivna, and what will I give others? Meaning, he won't take from someone else to give to me. To which I replied, I was only interested in the portions of those people who are not going to get a shear in the world to come. Machin ba'askutla pusai. Hashem tapped me on the forehead and said, Elazabri giri bach giri. Elazar, my son, my arrows have struck you. The Gemara returns to stories of praise for rain. Levi wants to create a fast, b'lo yasamitra. He spoke strongly to Hashem in prayer. Asamitra ve'itla. Rain came, but he became lame because of this. Upon which Rabbi Elazar said, La'olam al-yitich adam dvaram klapa mayla. A person should never complain towards heaven. The Gemara asks that the Gemara in Sukkah says that Levi became lame when he once demonstrated a special bowing technique called kida. The Gemara answers, Havaha garmale. This and that cause it. Rashi explains that because he sinned by speaking disrespectfully to Hashem, he was injured when he demonstrated Kida. The Gemara has another story about rain. Chia Bar Lulanya once overheard the clouds talking about making it rain for Amon Amoyev. He davened to Hashem that these nations refused to accept the Torah, and the rain should be given to Eretz Yisrael instead. Shadyu Adochtayu, the clouds gave their rain in place they were in Eretz Yisrael. Chia Bar Lulanya explained the pasuk, Tzadik Atama Yifrach, the righteous will flourish like a date palm, like a cedar in Lebanon he will grow tall. He explained that the tzaddik is compared to a tamar which produces fruit, so too the tzaddik will be rewarded in the world to come, the fruit of his good deeds. A tzaddik is also compared to an eretz, whose trunk regenerates. So too the tzaddik will get up at tchias hameisim. The Gemara continues with a brisa. Ma'isa b'Rebeleza shagaza shloish esri tainis al tzibur, b'layod g'shamim. Rebeleza once decreed 13 fasts and no rain fell. People started to leave the shul after the last fast, and he said, Takantim kevaram la'atzmachem? Did you prepare graves for yourselves? They all burst into tears, and the rain fell. Shuv ma'isa b'Rebeleza shiur lefnei ha'teva, v'ama esrim v'arba brachas v'lay nena, yirgir b'kiva achrab, v'amar avinu malkeinu ein lona melech ela'ata, Avinu makenu l'man t'characham aleinu, v'yardi g'shamim. Another time Rabbi Eliezer was leading the davening, and the rain didn't fall. Rabbi Kiva then led the davening, and the rain fell. Hamirani rabbanim. The other rabbi started murmuring as if Rabbi Kiva was greater. Yatsa baskel v'amro, lo'im imnei shezeh godl mizeh, el shezeh mavral midoisav, v'zeh inem mavral midoisav. A heavenly voice came out and said, not because one is greater than the other, but because one is more forgiving than the other. The Gemara continues with the brisa. Ad masa yu hagashamim yordan, v'hatzibur poiskim etenisim. How much rain must fall to discontinue the fast? K'mloi berech hamachrit shod divrei Meir. To the depth of the blade of the plow, according to Reb Meir. V'chacham oimrim, v'charava tefach, v'beinin istvachayim, v'avu d'shlesha tefachim. The Chacham say in dry soil, one tefach deep. In average soil, two tefachim. In plowed soil, three tefachim. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah, which said, The Tanakhama, which is Reb Meir, says that if they had been fasting and rain began to fall for them before sunrise, they do not need to complete the fast. If rain began after sunrise, they must complete the fast. Reb Yezah says that it depends on whether the rain started before or after midday. The Gemara cites a brisa in which we have a third opinion. Reb Yosi Omer, Koidim teshois lo yashlimu, la'acha teshois yashlimu. Reb Yosi says that it depends on 9 hours of the day, 3 p.m. The Mishnah concludes, Ma'isa shegazru tainis blud, v'yodlem gishom koidim chatzois, alam tarfin tzu'u v'ochlu v'shasu v'asu yamtub, v'yotzu v'ochlu v'shasu v'asu yamtub, u'bo ben abayim v'kar ha'al gadol. It once happened that a fast was decreed in Lod, and rain began falling before midday. Taman said to them, go out, eat, drink, and make it a holiday. They went out, ate, drank, and made a holiday, and they came back to shul in the afternoon and recited the great hal. The Gemara asks why they did not say hal agadol right away before going home. Abaye Barava said, Lafisha ein oimrim hal ela al nefesh seveya v'keres maleya, because we only say the great hal when we are satisfied with a full stomach. The Gemara asks that Rav Papa once decreed a fast near Mechoza, and the rain fell before midday. They said hal gadol first, and then went home to eat. The Gemara answers, Shana b'nei Mechoza d'shchicha b'u shikras. In Mechoza, it was common to get drunk during the meal, and they would not return to recite hal gadol. Hanulach said the Tainis, Elu Baruch Hashem completed the third parak of Masechtas Tainis, and will begin the fourth parak b'shleisha prakim in the next shir, be'ezus Hashem.